You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is going to be sort of a rant. I apologize in advance for what I'm about to say if I offend you, but I don't really care if I offend you, because if I offend you, that means you're on the wrong side of history, okay? Today, we had in Florida, in the United States of America, we had the Florida Senate pass the Don't Say Gay law in the state of Florida, which means effectively that kids who are gay cannot mention their sexuality in school. Now, the Republican Party in Florida couches this language as, we're going to push that back to the families where it belongs and not in school. Of course, there's no restrictions on straight kids talking about their sexuality in school. It's just gay kids. This is just one of many things that the Republican Party is actively doing to restrict freedom of speech, freedom of expression, the right to choose for themselves what they want to do with their life, okay? We have restrictive abortion legislation going in across the country that basically is eliminating Roe versus Wade and basically moving toward banning abortions again in the United States, restricting a woman's right to choose. In terms of gay rights, we have seen over the last couple of years an erosion of support in gay marriage. Of course, now this new legislation in Florida. I guess this podcast is it's a war cry, okay? It's time. It's time for everybody that listens to this podcast to choose a side. And there has to be a line, you know, etched in rock that we are not crossing again. We are not going backwards. The Republican Party in the United States is not going to drag the United States back into a time of repression, hate, division. We're not going to allow that to happen. So everybody's going to have to take a side, and you're going to have to fight. Period. You know, I look at what's going on in the Ukraine right now, and every man, woman, and child in that country is picking up arms. The president of that country is picking up arms to defend the country against a dictatorial regime under Vladimir Putin of Russia, because they want freedom. They want democracy, and they are willing to die for it. That's called bravery. That's called real courage. It takes courage and strength of character to stand up against all odds and give no quarter to the opposition and say no further. You're not going any further. It is time for everyone who is listening to this podcast, who is on the side of the right side of history, which is an advancement, okay, not regression, to stand up and fight against it. That's it, period. There's no more talk about it. It's not a matter of an opinion. The Republican Party is at war with gay people, women, people of color, anybody who's not white, Judeo-Christian, you know, they want a nationalistic Christian ethno state, basically, is what they're looking for. And that's not America. And it's not going to happen because we are going to have to stand up and fight against it. That's it. Right now, Donald Trump is cornered, basically. He has committed a variety of crimes, and the prosecutions in many different cases are definitely sealing up the evidence against him. He is guilty. And the Republican Party has enabled him this entire time and hidden many of his crimes from public view. Fox News continues to churn out lie after lie after lie, and people fall for it. It is time for us to fight against this. The people you know in your life who are supporting Donald Trump are wrong. People who are that you know in your life who don't believe in vaccinations and they think that driving convoys of trucks around in circles is the answer to that problem. They're wrong. People who think that gays should shut up and go back in the closet are wrong. People who believe that women should be told what to do with their bodies, they're wrong. And it's time for everybody to stand up and say no more. You know, in FinDom, I'm so disgusted by these fucking faggots who are paying money to these so-called alphas who are supporting Trump, who are MAGA heads or MAGA-tards, I like to call them, who are supporting this basically evil anti-American person who managed to become president and nearly overthrew the government a year and a half ago. There's no excuse for it. Any faggot who is supporting those kinds of people, they need to take a long look in the mirror at what they are doing. They need to really reconsider it because these people are not for you. They're against you. They're aligned against you. And I don't care what sick fucking fantasy you have in your brain about how you want to be abused by mean, bully-type personalities. Get a fucking psychiatrist, okay? If you have that much self-hatred. You shouldn't be fucking even listening to this podcast because I don't project that and I don't like it around me and I think it's sick. Anybody who supports that shit is sick. You're fucking wrong. Anybody who's following Trump, supports Trump, supports the nonsense of the Republican Party or any of this kind of stuff, stop following me. Don't respond to anything. Go fucking die, all right? Go light yourself on fire. I don't care what you do. Jump off a building. I don't give a fuck. I don't want anything to do with any of these people anymore. The line is drawn. It has to be drawn. You know, the people in Ukraine, they're not in a difference of opinion with Russia. They're in a war because the difference of opinion is so striking and so obvious that there is no there's no middle ground. And again, there's no middle ground here. The Republican Party is at war with you whether you recognize it or not. They are at war with you. And if you don't recognize that, then you're fucking dumb, all right? So, I mean, turn off this podcast. If you don't like what I'm saying, go fuck yourself, okay? How about that? I don't give a shit. But we are at war. There is a war coming in the United States of America. It is coming. It has to come. Because the forest is overgrown, and there has to be a fire to burn it out. And that's all there is. That's it. I mean, what do you do whenever you have whenever you have rats in your house, do you just cohabitate with them? No. You go and get an exterminator and you kill the motherfuckers. You get rid of them. You trap them, poison them, whatever, to get rid of them out of your house. America has rats in it. An infection. And we have to draw a line and say no more. There has to be a complete cutting off of this shit, or America is not going to survive. So you make the fucking choice, and you stand by it. I don't know how I can put it any more in more blunt terms. This is the end of this crap. We have to stand up against it. We have to show the same drive for democracy and freedom that the people in Ukraine are showing right now. The people of Ukraine are living and dying right now for freedom and democracy. Show at least that much courage. I don't care who it is in your life that supports Trump or supports the Republicans or whatever. They have to be cut off. You cannot sit idly by and let the poison seep in deeper into the body of America. That's it. No way. It's got to stop. You know, all these fucking FinDom faggots who are blowing good money on rejects who are actively working and supporting people who are actively against them. I mean, that's just an illness. Don't you see? Don't you see that's just an illness? I refuse to support it. They can all go to hell, as far as I'm concerned. You know, and if push comes to shove, I wouldn't mind putting them there, all right? Because, I mean, there's no quarter. We cannot allow any quarter here. We are at war, and we are losing ground every day. You know, when we think about what happened in Florida, I mean, okay, don't say gay, so the kids can't talk about their sexuality being gay. There was one Florida congresswoman who she said that gay was just a temporary thing. This is the kind of retarded, backwards, mental problem that infects all the Republicans, okay? But they want to make that law today. What's tomorrow? We're going to take away gay marriage. We're going to take away visitation rights. These things that have been fought for decades by brave pioneers in the gay movement. What, you know, we're going to just let them take that away? Is that what we're supposed to do? To be polite or friendly or just get along? No. Fuck that. Anybody who wants to do that to you is your enemy. That's what we have to look at it. I mean, in the American Revolution, the founding fathers and the founders of America didn't have a difference of opinion with Britain and it was okay to just coexist. No. They drew a line in the ground and said, you are not coming here and telling us how to live in our country. We're establishing a new nation separate from yours, and that's it. And they fought for it. That's what people who care about truth and reality do when there are people trying to drag us back into darkness. If you think about in America, the Democrats have been trying to pass a legislation that looks forward to new technology that would create lots of new jobs and would get us off of oil. And the Republicans don't want us to get off of oil. Why? Well, because the oil lobbies have them in their pocket. And because they can't think outside the fucking box. I mean, they just elected a guy, the Republican Party did, that thought that windmills killed birds. All right? I mean, just backwards, idiotic thinking all around. And it's held America back. You know, whenever you're paying $4, $5, $6 a gallon for gas right now, think about that. Think about what we could do as a country if we didn't have a bunch of fuckheads who didn't know nothing about science, know nothing about morality, know nothing about their own religion, know nothing except hate and division and us versus them. That's all they got. They're backwards fucking hillbilly idiots, okay? And America cannot be beholden to that anymore. Gays can't be, women can't be, minorities can't be, no more. And I want you all to fucking think about it. Because I've had it with this. Clearly, okay? I mean, literally. Fuck Republicans straight to hell. Fuck them all, every last one of them. There isn't a single good one in the bunch. And I'll tell you what, I cut off, when Trump got elected, I cut off every friend that and family member that supported him. And I haven't looked back. That's how much it means to me. Because I'm not going to remain, I'm not going to pretend like I can see eye to eye with fucking idiots. I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm not stupid. So, anyway, that's my screed, all right? Sorry if it offended you. If it did, well, maybe you need to go look in the mirror, all right? For the rest of you, though, keep up the good work. Keep fighting. Don't give up. Don't give them an inch of ground. And eventually, the truth and justice will win if we don't do that, all right? So stand by my side. I'd be glad to get in a foxhole with any of you, especially the big-dicked ones. Anyway, that's all I've got. Hope you enjoyed that. All right, take care. Love you. Bye.